A winter chill has spread across the country. Even here in Southern California, sweaters and jackets are a must. Of course, many people everywhere dress for fashion as much as comfort. And these days, you can get both thanks to the wider availability of soft, warm, luxurious cashmere. Here's fashion writer Najwa Moses.
Being a styleaholic on a budget, my winter wardrobe consists of denim, fleece, tons of layers on the thin vintage leather jackets, and my one and only piece of cashmere. My black cashmere turtleneck is a symbol of a Southern gal of class. That's what I was led to believe by my grandmother when she gave it to me back in the Christmas of 98. I wanted to follow in her footsteps by adding a new piece of cashmere to my wardrobe annually, but at that time, I would have seriously gone broke. Fast forward 6 years later, and my quest for cheap cashmere is over. I finally broke down and went to Target to see what all the hoopla was over their cashmere pieces, especially the Isaac Mizrahi's hat, scarf, and glove set. Hoopla number one is only $52. Hoopla number two is 100% cashmere, not one of those cashmere blends that are 98% something else. Hoopla number three, it's colorful. Frosted pinks, mint greens, butter yellows. What could I do except buy it? Despite my grandmother's voice telling me, gals of class don't shop at Target. It's cheap. It's cute. It's cashmere. My fashionista instinct told me that if I could cop cashmere at Target on the cheap, then I could get it elsewhere too. Folks, there is indeed a bargain cashmere craze this holiday shopping season. As we speak, there are $68 cashmere tees at Express, $35 cashmere blended tanks at The Gap, and cashmere lined accessories under $30 at H&M. But wait, why is this stuff so cheap? Yeah, the labels say cashmere, but what does that really mean? Well, I did my homework, and be fair warned, you definitely get what you pay for. When buying, be sure to do a label check. Look to see if it's a blend or 100% cashmere. I found with some of the tanks and tees that there was only 5% cashmere blended with basic fabrics like rayon, nylon, and cotton. Even if it is 100% cashmere, check out the fiber content, ply level, and the density of the fabric. Your best cashmere rags are going to be made with soft and long fibers, as well as two or more strands of fabric used in a twist. The more strands, the stronger the fabric, and that means your cashmere will last. Also, make sure that it's tightly knit. The tighter the knit, the better the density of the garment. Keeping these tips in mind when cashmere shopping this season will reward you with basic quality pieces and less of those annoying fuzzballs on your sweaters. Okay, so now that we know what to look for, go ahead and indulge. As for me, I've decided that I'd rather have my cashmere fix on the cheap than worry about top quality. Quantity over quality. Yeah, I've chosen. Besides, there really is not enough room for two Southern gals of class in my family.
Najwa Moses is co-founder of Styleaholics Productions, a fashion collective in New York City. She lives and writes in Brooklyn.